This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused in Sunday's firebomb attack in Boulder is an Egyptian citizen. He's been living in a townhouse in Colorado Springs. CPR's Dan Boyce met some of his neighbors.
Craig Martinez lives across the street from the family of Mohammed Soliman. He says the family brought him and his wife dessert shortly after moving to the area.
Seem like always friendly people. Their kids are outside playing a bunch. I've been walking around. I kind of want to get more information about like how their family's doing.
Agents have executed a search warrant at the home as small children's bikes and other toys sit out front. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Many questions remain about the suspect in Sunday's attack in Boulder. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser told CPR News that similar questions come up after every incident of mass violence.
Did people know anything about perpetrators' plans, and what, if anything, could have been done to prevent the attack? When people talk about their ideas about an attack like this, we got to take that seriously. We got to make sure we do all we can to prevent such tragedies.
And we'll have more news from Boulder all through this morning. Colorado wildlife officials have killed a wolf near Aspen. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Tom Harrington manages the Crystal River Ranch near Carbondale. He discovered a dead calf on his property over Memorial Day weekend and called on the state to euthanize the wolf behind the attack. The state investigated and killed the wolf just days later.
I think it was appropriate, and it matched the Colorado wolf plan that many people had input into.
It's the first time Colorado Parks and Wildlife has killed a wolf since it started reintroducing the predators in 2023. The wolf was a member of the Copper Creek Pack, a family group with a history of preying on livestock. If it continues to attack sheep or cattle, the state may remove additional members. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
School districts can soon use land they own for things like solar farms and affordable housing. A new state law lets districts lease unused land indefinitely. The previous limit was 10 years. But the new law applies only to affordable housing or renewable energy projects. This is CPR News.